nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Dimension of sound.
This is RDS here. Tune into The Rocket Show with host Ron Hager every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. This is RDS here. Tune into the RDS Gate Show, Sundays 10 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live request from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. Thinking that my love could hold you, I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving.
One and only Patsy Cline with that fantastic song. And I redid it. RDS's version of Crazy is coming up next. I certainly hope I passed the audition.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted. And then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? Oh, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Oh, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Did I pause the audition?
You're a beautiful girl, and your pants are on so tight that when you stand just right, I can see it all. When you're on the beach and your bikini's soaking wet, I see a fuzzy silhouette. As I look down below, I see your camel toe. Your biscuit, your beavage, I see your pooter cleavage. Your monkey, your muffin, you.
don't you know? I never thought I'd see so much of your anatomy. Your jeans are so tight, I'm learning gynecology. I see your camel toes.
Are you ready, my dear friends, for Twilight Time, a platter song by RDS Music? I said, no, my
heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist, your voice is calling. It's twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of light will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're near with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. And in the same and sweet old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. And in the same and sweet old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last at twilight time. Together, at last at twilight time.
The Temptations are next. Oh yes, the Temps. Thank you.
for the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth.
Mama just hung her head and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone.
What to say that Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hold her head and say,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Absolutely stellar, The Temptations. And now, my friends, bye-bye, baby. a Four Seasons song by RDS Music, followed by Dawn by the Four Seasons. Hope we both pass the audition.
If you hate me after what I say,
can't put it off any longer. I just gotta tell you anyway. But why begin it? 'Cause there ain't any future in it. I knew you before I met her. Gee, how good you would be for me. Should have told you that I can linger. There's a wedding band on my finger. Gee,
oh,
absolutely stellar by the Four Seasons. My dear friends, Eleanor Rigby by RDS Music. I certainly hope this time I pass the audition. I should, hopefully.
I'm looking on the lonely people.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where her wedding had been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing a face that she keeps in her jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father McKinsey, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, donning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
I look at all the lonely people. I look at all the lonely people.
Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father McKinsey wiping the dirt from his hands as he walked from the grave. No one was saved. All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Sorry I messed up, but you're hearing Heartbeat by Tony DeFranco. I screwed up, so you're hearing it again this week. Oh, no, you're not. Oh, heavens!
Streets full of people, all alone. Roads full of houses, never home. Church full of singing, out of tune. Everyone's gone to the moon. Eyes full of sorrow, never wet. Hands full of money, all in debt. Sun coming out in the middle of June. Everyone's gone to the moon. Long time ago, life has begun. Everyone went to the sun. Hearts full of motors, painted green. Mouths full of chocolate, covered cream. Arms that can only lift a spoon. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon.
And not only the moon, they went to the sun. Now, Tony DeFranco, a mistake I made, it should have been played this week, but here goes Tony again.
Streets full of people.
Heavens! Yes, I screwed up again and played that song.
This is RDS here. Tune into the RDS Gate Show.
Wasn't it wonderful?
Sundays, 10 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
Yes, friends, I think we are all screwed, aren't we? And I can't mix because Tony DeFranco, that last song, wasn't supposed to play. It just happened to come on and I left it. I screwed up. I can't mix. Well, welcome to the latest RDS Gate Show for March 24, 2024. Oh, my God. Too many fours. It's scary. It's almost spooky. You are listening to the latest RDS Gate Show. Hello, everyone out there listening in listening land. Hello, everyone. Ron and Rich and Kurt, hopefully you're there. Clay and Rachel and Brian and maybe Renee in some capacity. Kevin, who knows? Whoever is listening in the sound of my voice, it's the latest RDS Gate Show. Yes, it's actually spring, but it still feels like winter here. I don't care. I don't like it that hot. I don't like hot weather. I never did. I mean, I don't like it freezing either. Oh, no. What did you hear? You heard number one, Crazy, by Patsy Cline, the one and only classic. Yes, my dear friends. Written, I think, by Willie Nelson. You heard Crazy Once Again by RDS. I recorded that over 20 years ago. Absolute classic. If it was released, it would definitely go platinum. In the country type music, I guess. Camel Toe, a parody. Oh my God, don't they sound a lot like the Beach Boys? They do. And that guy does a better Beach Boy than the lead singer there, I think. Oh, my God. Then we heard Twilight Time, an absolute classic by the Man of 1001 Singing Styles. I'm doing Platters, of course. And then Papa Was a Rolling Stone by the Temptations, the fabulous Temptations. And that followed the Bye Bye Baby, a Four Seasons song by RDS Music, followed by Dawn, an original Four Seasons song, yes, by Frankie Valli, of course, lead singing. And then Eleanor Rigby by RDS Music, superb classic. And then Heartbeat. Again by Tony DeFranco, which I accidentally slipped on. That song actually was number one for quite a few weeks. I didn't realize it did so good. Yes, back then. I think 74. Oh, Lord. I will, of course, be reading from Gate Magazine. Recording this, the weather is quite cloudy and chilly, but at least it's not raining. Of course, I hate rain. It's 39 minutes and 28 seconds into the latest RDS Gate Show. Oh, my dear. Do we have our listening apparatus on? Are our speakers tuned perfectly? Oh, my God, are we frequently extended? Oh, my God, I wonder, is Cecil here? Cecil, are you here?
No.
But you just said no.
I know.
Rocking on that wonderful rocking horse from the 1700s.
1732, thank you.
Okay, Cecil, get back on air. I hope you see the freaking light someday.
You must see the freaking light. You can't remain a ghost forever. Ah, there are no factories. Ah, there are no workhouses. Ah, oh God. Poor kids back in the 1700s. Well, I will be reading, of course, from Gate Magazine. I got the latest copy here. The April edition of Gate Magazine, yes. And my leg is falling asleep. Terribly falling asleep. We are 40 minutes and 52 seconds. My dear friends, did I forget anything? Yes. My show comes on every Sunday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern, followed by an older, wonderful show within a year. Then the replay will be 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by Clay and Rachel's wonderful show, The World According to Them. Then Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m., it's Texas Roadkill with Kurt Erickson, if he's able and not working. I think Kurt's going to have to quit his job and keep his shows going and listening to mine, of course. Then, of course, we have Ron on a Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on a Sunday with Rockamania, the Rocket Show. He does an absolutely superb job there, doing songs, playing songs. Now let me get into something a little more comfortable. I've got to change into reading glasses here. Oh my gosh. Cloudy today. Morbidly cloudy, but at least there's no rain pattering outside the window. But why? This particular area, I think it's the lake effect here, they call it. The lake effect, upstate New York, here I am. It rains so terribly much. I mean, you would think it's England, the way it rains. It's horrible. Fisherman says he found the wing of a missing Malaysia flight plane that went down the MH370. An Australian fisherman has come forward with an amazing account of finding what he believes to have been the wing of a Malaysian Airlines flight, MH370, just months after it mysteriously disappeared. Kit Olive, age 77, said he was on his trawler off the coast of South Australia when in September or October of 2014 he pulled up a bloody great wing of a big jet airliner, he said. Oh, Rachel, this is Australia. I hope you're listening. Oh, it's Australia. It was incredibly heavy and awkward. It stretched out the net and ripped it. It was too big to get up into the deck. They were forced to cut the $20,000 net. $20,000 net. Oh my God. That's a down payment on a Bentley. Mr. Alva said he contacted the Australian Maritime Safety Authority as soon as they returned to port, but they were not interested at all in his discovery, and told him he most likely found part of a shipping container that had fallen from a Russian ship in the same area. Why didn't they take him serious? What's wrong with those Australian people? But Olive, and Curry hold tight to their story that they found the wing of the ill-fated flight and gave authorities the coordinates of the particular area where it is, so where the discovery occurred. I mean, it's possible that this guy, you know, he could have been drinking some old wine, some old Old wine, Thunderbird wine with a straw. Who knows? I mean, it could be true and maybe it isn't. I wish to Christ. I won't say Christ. I wish to Christ, he said. I'd never seen that thing. But there it was. It was a jet wing, insisted Mr. Alva. Kid Alva, age 77. I don't know. I mean, it's possible that he did see the wing floating of the Malaysian flight MH370. I don't know. This is from the latest RDS Gate Show book. And I certainly hope you like my tunes mixed in with the commercial ones. I certainly hope I pass the audition. On this short little thing, Americans believe aliens are here. In a survey conducted by Talk Research, the results reveal that 37% out of 1,000 people questioned believed aliens are secretly among us in human form. When asked who they think might be an alien in disguise, a third named a celebrity, but 39% named their current boss. Oh, really? And what boss might that be? Is he from the U.S. or what? I don't... America, yeah, his boss. I don't know. There's so many things going on here. Oh, my God. Zuckerberg begins construction of his own doomsday bunker. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is planning for the apocalypse by building his own doomsday complex on the Hawaiian island of Kauai. Well, he's got so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it. The $100 million complex consists of two mansions connected by tunnels that lead to a huge underground bunker. The bunker will be equipped with an escape hatch and a blast-proof door. The complex will have at least 30 bedrooms, 30 bathrooms, and a guest house, and 11 tree houses connected with rope bridges. Thank God, 30 bathrooms. We need that, you know, you never can tell. It will also include an enormous water tank and 1,400 acres of agricultural land, providing food and energy independence. Mr. Zuckerberg has named the project Kula Ranch. And along with the $170 million he paid for just the land, the total price tag sits at $270 million. He is loaded. Bill Mark Zuckerberg, like, of course, Uncle Irving would say, Zuckerberg, I think he's Jewish. Yes, Uncle Ernie, I think he is, Uncle Irving. Zuckerberg loves me. Yes, I put songs on there and no one's ever questioned me, one after the other. I think Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg likes RDS. Yes. I was never ever bothered on Facebook. I don't want to talk too soon. Soon I'd like to, of course, knock on wood. Yes. But Mr. Mark Zuckerberg isn't the only super-rich CEO to build his own doomsday fortress. According to LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman, he estimates more than half of the Silicon Valley billionaires have invested in some type of apocalypse insurance, like an underground bunker. I'm sure with the money they have an underground bunker. What does that cost? A couple of million? I mean, what the heck is... What's $1 million? Like, what's 100 years? Does Zuckerberg and other billionaires know something we don't? Says dear wonderful editor Becky Robbins, sweeter than a hatpin. Sweeter, yeah, when you get stuck with it. I don't know, but that's her comment. That's Becky Robbins, the jet setter who owns Gate Magazine. Gate Magazine. Yes, that's it. She's the editor. Well, my dear friends, you like that article by the Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is planning for an apocalypse by building his own doomsday complex on a Hawaiian island. Oh, isn't that fantastic? We are 51 minutes and 7 seconds into the latest show. What else can I find here? Large metallic orbs are photographed at military facility. The RAAF Woomera Range Complex is a major Australian military and civil aerospace facility located about 280 miles northeast of Adelaide. I'm sure Rachel knows where that is. Why is there so much about Australia here with those creepy crawlers? I mean, using Google Earth, a keen-eyed observer spotted three very strange-looking metallic orbs at the facility. The orbs were estimated to be 11 and 12 feet in size and were not parked at the location for a very long time. And now an insert of court, an insertion by the dear editor commenting again, dear Becky. The objects do bear a striking resemblance to an orb previously filmed by a USA military drone flying above a city of the Middle East just a few months ago. These coordinations are 31 degrees 08 degrees 56 degrees south, I think, 136 degrees 48 degrees and 21 degrees east. Forgive my French because I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just reading what's here. I know nothing about coordinates of finding things on Google Earth, but that's what it says in the book here. We are 53 minutes and 21 seconds. Oh, Lord. Did I forget anything at all? I don't think I did. I don't think I forgot anything. Oh, boy, I am sharp today. I am sharp. I'm just looking here for an article here. Let's see how much time we have. All right. Cattle mutilation researcher shares new evidence. A law enforcement has been unable to locate who is responsible for these animal deaths, and often they are afraid to go public with their cases, said Chuck Zukowski. Law enforcement generally won't look at other types of evidence, but I will. Because of this, I'm pretty sure I know some things they don't. Zukowski said throughout his investigations he has found animals lying in the center of strange crop circle type circular dimensions. Near the town of San Luis in Colorado, I think, I found a ground depression near a mutilated carcass. The carcass had been moved from the center of the depression, most likely by a bear. The bear sensed something unusual and dragged it out of the circle before eating it, munching on it. He said the mutilation phenomenon, who involves ranches seeing flashes of light or glowing orbs on their property a week or two before they find one of their animals dead, That's what happens. Others have told him they saw metallic-looking crafts and saw shadow people. Oh, really? What in the heck do shadow people have to do with cattle mutilations? They usually appear in your house and haunt the crap out of you. Dukowski says there are more aspects of the phenomenon that he does not release. Why? Because if I see that particular evidence at other cases, then I know those cases are real, he explained. Yes, isn't that something? But cattle mutilations have been going on for years. I first started hearing about them in the early 70s. Poor little docile cows bother no one at all. Picked up, dropped, killed, and then mutilated. And their parts of their uterus is taken, and all kinds of parts are taken from them inside. It is terrible. Why a frigging little innocent cow? Of course, she's innocent unless she's pregnant. Then she'll kill you if you go near her. You won't be able to pet her. You know how docile cows are. You know, I haven't seen one in about 50 years, but as a child, I think I went to a farm one time. They're so docile. You can pet them. The cow, not the steer, the cow, you can pet them, kiss them on their little lips, whisper in their ears. But if they're pregnant, watch out. You're dead. Yes, Randy told me that. Randy, of course, spent most of his childhood on a farm. So I'm certain he knows what in the heck he's talking about. Oh, my God. Where's my background? I don't even hear it. I don't think my background was here, but of course you know I can't mix anyway. We are 57 minutes and 37 seconds into the latest Wonderful RDS Gate Show for this wonderful Sunday, March 24th, 2024. Time is moving so quickly. At least we won't see any snow for a while. Oh, I just hate snow. I just don't like it. I mean, anything about it. I hope the summer is not too severely hot here. Oh my God, maybe Kurt will get a snowstorm in Austin. A freak snowstorm. I'd like to get a nice snowstorm in the middle of August here to cool things down a bit. No. I can stand about 63.5 degrees. That's about it. People love the hot weather. They walk around and bathe in the sun. And I used to do that years ago, but forget it. Now it's over. Time moved on. Father Time marched on. No, I won't do that no more. I won't tan like I used to constantly as a child. Tanning, please. Now, I stopped it because it would ruin my skin later. But, my dear friends, now I hate the hot summer. And I hate the cold and snowy winter. Things to come. Am I getting old? I don't look it. I may feel it. We're down to the last minute, my dear friends. Hope you like the latest RDS Goat Show for March 24, 2024. I certainly hope I passed the audition with my songs and all the other stuff I played. Until we meet again, my dear friends, this is RDS from RDS Music. See you in probably 7 days. Good night, all, and take very good care. And nightmares, they're wonderful. I am throwing you a wonderful kiss. Why do I sound so gay? I don't know, because I'm happy. Yeah. Good night, until next week. Bye-bye.